Granny's Edna, I believe that's our ring.
Hi, Doggy's Llama, I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Love and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, things look dark indeed for the old fellows. Lum caught Abner and Cedric in the feed room the other night printing money on Diogenes Smith's printing press. He convinced them that they were not turning out $10 bills by virtue of some magic power, but were actually making counterfeit money. After he sent Abner home to destroy the money he'd hidden there, the stranger, Mr. Adams, appeared on the scene and arrested Lum as the head of a big counterfeiting ring. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum, who is out on bail, and Abner in the Jot 'em Down store discussing their sad predicament. Listen.
Oh, me. Why did I ever do it? Why? I'll be a disgrace to Elizabeth, a little pearl that you short or what?
Oh, for goodness sakes, Abner, stop moaning.
Oh, me.
You ain't got no troubles compared to me. Here I am, the leader of a big counterfeiting ring. At least that's what I'm accused of. You ain't even been arrested.
No, but I will be, Lum. Just as quick as that mail order house gets that letter me and Cedric sent him, I'm a goner.
Yeah, that's right. It'll get you sure as the world.
Oh, yeah. Why did I ever send that in? Why?
Well, you ought to know better, Abner. Anybody with a speck of common sense would have known that that was counterfeit money you and Cedric was making on Diogenes' printing press.
Well, it looked awful real to me, Lum. It had me fooled.
Well, you're old enough, feller, to know that it ain't possible to make money that easy, to get something for nothing.
No.
At least there ain't no honest way to do it. And even when you do it unhonest, you still got to pay for what you're getting in.
Now, Lum, don't give me no lectures now. I've told myself all that 100 times, and it just makes me feel terrible.
Well, it ought to.
You don't reckon there's some way we could get that letter back, do you?
Oh, of course not. It's too late now.
Yeah, well, maybe if we got an awful fast airplane and fly it to the mail order house, why, an airplane could beat the train, and that's what the letter was sent on, the train.
Listen, Abner, it's too late. They've already got your letter.
Doggies. If I could just get to that mail order house, I could find that letter around there somewhere and tear it up. I know I could. I'd recognize that letter anywhere. It was a great big fat one because we had so much money in it.
Yeah, you just might as well make up your mind to this. You've done did something wrong, so now you got to take the consequences.
Oh, me. What can I tell Elizabeth and little Pearl?
And the worst part about it is that after you get arrested, you won't be able to help me none.
Help you?
I know. Nobody will believe any of your testifying at my hearing because they'll know you're a criminal, too.
Yeah. Well, have they told you when your hearing's going to be yet?
Yeah, well, Mr. Adams called me over to the place this morning. He said it was set for a day after tomorrow.
Oh, my.
That don't give me much time to get no case worked up, neither. Squires went into the county seat to talk to a lawyer friend of his. He's going to try to get him to take my case for me.
Now, if he's a friend of Squire's, Lum, I wouldn't put too much confidence in him.
Well, he's a good lawyer. At least, Squire says he is.
Well, in the first place, I don't see why you need a lawyer no way, Lum. You ain't actually did nothing. It's wrong. It was me and Cedric that was using the counterfeit money.
I know that, but they think I'm the head of the whole outfit. Mr. Adams come in there and seen me working the printing press and just allowed I was making all the money myself.
Yeah.
Public enemy. An arch criminal.
Yeah, well, you ain't the head of it, old Lum. Diogenes Smith is. Why don't you tell him that?
I told Mr. Adams about Diogenes till I'm black and blue in the face. But he won't believe a word of it.
Well.
Just keeps acting like he thinks I'm ticked.
Ticked?
Yeah, he says Diogenes had been dead for a couple of thousand years. You see, he thinks I'm talking about the old Diogenes that lived a long time ago. He won't believe there's a new Diogenes that carries a lantern and looks for an honest man like the old one done.
Well, Diogenes ought to be coming back pretty soon, then Mr. Adams can just see for himself.
Diogenes ain't coming back.
Huh?
Can't you understand that, Abner? He never went to get more supplies for his printing press. He just had to leave town because he knowed the police was getting suspicious.
How do you know that?
Well, he didn't actually know it. He just thought they was. You recollect he left town right after I told him that I'd been talking to a detective over at Hot Springs when I taken them pamphlets over there for him.
Yeah, I know that.
Now, he figured the detective was getting suspicious. And more than likely, head for Pine Ridge to find out what was going on over here.
Oh.
And you recollect, too, how Dodge and he's told me to tell everybody that I was in full charge here?
Yeah.
That's so I'd get the full blame instead of him.
Why, that snake in the weeds.
And then when Cedric sent in that first bunch of counterfeit money to the mail order house, the police started right out looking for him. That was why Mr. Adams come to Pine Ridge.
Yeah, I know why he come here.
Of course, they already had something else on Cedric, too.
Something else?
Yeah, the police had the license number of a car that they had suspicioned had delivered some counterfeit money over in Oklahoma someplace. And when they checked up, the license number belonged to Cedric.
To Cedric? All right, Douglas, wait a minute, Lum. Then that time when Cedric's license plate was gone, why, it weren't no young'un's prank after all like we thought it was.
Of course not. Dodge and Ease had more than likely stole them license plates himself just to throw the police off.
Why, that horse thief.
Taking them off of Cedric's car and put them on whosoever car it was that come through here.
Yeah.
I wish now we'd have listened to Mousie that time. He was trying to tell us that he seen that car late at night with Arkansas plates on it and one time and with Illinois plates on it the next time.
Yeah, or we ought to listen. He tried to tell us, tried his best.
I reckon we ought to apologize to Mousie.
Yeah, or two.
Where is Mousie today?
I don't know. He come in early this morning, left some kind of a paper here for you, and then went right out again. I didn't get a chance to talk to him much.
Left the paper for me?
Yeah.
What kind of a paper?
I don't know. I never paid no attention. He just said it was for you. Got something wrote on it, he said.
Well, for goodness sakes, give it to me. Maybe it's something important. Whereabouts is it at?
Well, right there on the counter, that there, folded up. Yeah, that's the one. Oh, me, what am I going to tell Elizabeth when I get arrested?
Imagine what Mousie be writing.
Oh,
he discovered some new evidence on something.
Why did I ever send that blame order in? I never needed any of them tennis rackets or saxophones. I ought to have bought defense bonds with the money. That's what I ought to did.
That'd have been a fine howdy-do, take counterfeit money and buy defense bonds with them.
How?
You would have been in trouble showing up then.
Oh, that's right.
Ain't being very patronatic.
Yeah, let them send the saxophone. I'll take that. That's better. Yeah.
To whom it may concern, be it known that I, Llewellyn Snavely Gray... That's Mousie's real name.
Oh, I never recognized
that. Be it known that I, Llewellyn Snavely Gray, am hereby resigning my position as clerk and delivery boy of the Jot'em Down store.
Resigning?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I regret having to do this because you, Lum, have been just like a mother to me.
Well?
But now that you have been arrested and are a criminal in the eyes of the law, I am forced to quit. I do not feel that it is fair to my wife, Gussie, to have to say to the world that an associate of mine is in the penitentiary.
Well, I do know.
I think you are being wrongly accused, but I must stand by Gussie.
Gussie.
Signed, Llewellyn Snavely Gray. Aye, Granny Zadner, that's the last straw.
Who are we going to get to make the delivers now?
Delivers? I ain't worried about them.
Well, we can't get Cedric long, because his papa ain't bailed him out of jail yet. He says he wants to learn him a lesson.
Listen, Abner, there ain't going to be no delivers for nobody to make pretty soon.
Uh-huh.
What I mean is that when all our friends start turning against us, that's the last straw.
Well,
Don't even want to be associated with us no more. Criminals in the eyes of the law, that's what we are.
Oh, my poor Elizabeth. Poor little poppy in the penitentiary. Oh, man.
Here we've been respected citizens of this community all these years, and now we've come to the end with blackened characters. Spots on our escutcheons.
Oh, yeah, we got...
Whatever that is. I don't know what it is myself.
Well, where did you learn that word, Lon?
I don't know. I've heard that expression.
Well, I never did before. I'll recollect that. Spots on my escutcheons.
What did we ever do to deserve all this?
Well, find out about that.
Mousie quitting, friends turning against us, and Cedric in jail, Me under arrest for a crime I never done.
Oh, my.
Shatter the penitentiary bar, stare him in the face.
And me going to get arrested any minute.
Yeah, the long arm of the law reaching out for my partner.
Long arm?
Yeah. That means there'd be nobody to help me.
Oh.
Nobody to carry on the store. Nobody to do nothing.
Why did I ever order that consarn stuff? What am I going to tell my woman? Poor little Pearl.
Oh, howdy, 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 howdy.
Oh, howdy, Grandpa.
Yeah, howdy, Grandpa.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful. I reckon that ain't the thing to say no more. Oh,
go ahead and say it. Wonderful world. Everything's wonderful. Couldn't be better.
Well, I'm proud to hear that. I never knowed whether you're still in jail or out on a bail by now, Lum. When they gonna hold a hearing for you?
Grandpap, I'd just rather not discuss that.
But don't discuss nothing, Grandpap.
Well, I hope I ain't said nothing wrong.
No, you never said nothing wrong. I just don't like to talk about it.
No.
Well, I just dropped in to leave your mail for you. Don't you fellas ever go to the post office and pick up your mail no more?
Well, we ain't had time today, Grandpap.
Ain't no mail we're interested in, no way.
No, don't want to hear from nobody.
Yeah, don't happen to be interested in this letter from the mail order house.
Mail order house? Oh.
Yeah, I know you ordered a lot of stuff from them.
Doggy, there it is, Long. There it is. They're arresting me by mail.
Wait a minute, though. Let me look at this again here. This ain't from the mail order house. It's addressed to them.
To them?
Yeah, it says, returned. Insufficient postage.
What?